This week is World Space Week, but you knew that already, right? It's an international celebration of science and technology and their contribution to the betterment of the human condition. What better way for us here at 2SER to celebrate World Space Week than to think about the ways that Australia has contributed to the pursuit of the exploration of space? And to help us with that celebration, we're joined once more by Australia's astronomer at large, Dr. Fred Watson. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Toby. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Happy Space Week.
Space Week to all of us who celebrate.
Yeah.
True non-denominational holiday for us all. Fred, how much of a role has Australia played in space research, and does it go beyond the movie The Dish?
Well, of course, that was the highlight, you know, and in a way that's quite a nice way to start, because it does highlight the strong connection in Australia between space research and astronomy, because, of course, The Dish was at that time Australia's largest radio telescope. And basically was built to study the deep universe, but turned its hand to things much closer to home, notably on the moon, when the Apollo astronauts landed in July 1969. Gosh.
that's a while to think about. But what else has Australia done outside of, surely there's more than just, again,
a movie.
Well,
let me elaborate in a little bit more detail. And in fact, a lot of people are not aware of this, but Australia has had a really strong presence in space since actually 1967, and in many ways well before that. 1967 is a pivotal date in Australian space history, because it was when the first satellite built and launched from Australian soil went into orbit from the Woomera rocket range down in South Australia. And in fact, Woomera itself goes back probably 20 years before that, because it was used as a test rocket site, launch site, by the Brits as well as the Australians. So a long, long history in space launches, which eventually died away, and Australia's presence perhaps, you know, in the 80s and 90s in space was less prominent than it was to start with. But I'm delighted to say that there's a lot happened since then. And of course, as of 2018, we now have our own space agency, the Australian Space Agency, usually known as ASA, which is very confusing because that's also the Astronomical Society of Australia, but never mind.
We'll work on the name later. As long as it's not anything like the US Space Force, then I'm sure we're going to be fine. What do we see going forward? You know, you've said that we've had the Australian Space Association is a fairly recent creation. Looking out to the future, what else do we have to get excited about in terms of Australia's contribution to space research?
Yeah, and it's really a very, very bright future, because since the advent of the Australian Space Agency, the Australian government has positioned itself really quite strongly in terms of the industrial, and by industrial, I don't mean, you know, coal burning, smoking out everywhere. I mean the industry of space flight and space research. That they've had a very strong push to essentially increase Australia's industry capabilities in the space arena, and to move that forward. So when the Space Agency was founded, and it's amazing that it's already 3 years ago, the estimate was that the Australian space industry was worth about $4 billion a year, which is actually a lot more than most people would think. And that comes from actually building satellites, operating satellites, for example, you know, the MBN satellites, the Optus satellites. These are all big ticket items, spacecraft that weigh many tons. And so there was already a strong presence, but the government has basically positioned itself to try and increase that by at least a factor of three over the next few years. So Australian Space Agency is very much industry focused, which doesn't, you know, maybe it's not quite as spine tingling as sending people up to the International Space Station. Although, of course, we have Australian astronauts, Andy Thomas, the most prominent of them. Paul Scully-Power was another Australian who essentially flew in space. So eventually we might see more Australians going into space, but it's really the industry focus. And part of that is to have launches from Australian soil. So there are several companies now which are focused on, one is in Arnhem Land, one is in South Australia. We very nearly had a space launch last month from South Australia, but there were three attempts that didn't quite go as they were meant to, but that will certainly take place eventually.
It's fascinating to think about that as this burgeoning field for industry. And I know a lot of people, when they think about space and space research, there's often this kind of rejoinder that, oh, well, you know, we should be focused on life down here. Surely things are bad enough without us, you know, going off into distant worlds and, you know, the Elon Musk of it all. But in terms of when you hear that type of comment, how do you think that we should really think about it? How do you respond to that negative approach of, well, you know, why should we be looking outwards into space when there's so much going on down here that we need to be focused on?
Yeah. So in terms of industry, we absolutely rely on space for so much of our everyday lives, communications, data transfer, surveillance, you know, environmental studies, all of that is part and parcel of space. Weather forecasting, the kinds of things that we take completely for granted are dependent on space. But I think the answer to your question, you know, really focuses on things like the exploration of the solar system, the kind of astronomy that we do here in Australia, and we're always punch above our weight in the science of astronomy. Why should you spend resources on that when there is so much to do here on Earth? And the answer is that what you're doing is investing in the longer term future. You're building up an understanding of our environment on the widest possible scale. And certainly when it comes to the universe, that's what it is. And the kind of things, for example, one of the big ticket items that Australia is investing in is the Square Kilometre Array. It's a set of two radio telescopes, one set in South Africa, one set in Western Australia. Those telescopes are designed to probe really what might seem quite esoteric things in our understanding of the universe. But some of the stuff that they look at is probing the ideas of physics at the deepest scale. And you never know what might pop out of that. You know, we rely in astronomy on Einstein's theory of relativity, which came out of his theory of gravitation back in 1915. By the way, that is utterly essential for global positioning. You wouldn't be able to do it without relativity, but nobody knew that back in 1915. And so trying to find the gaps in relativity, which is what astronomers are doing in many ways, to open up new realms of physics, that's one of the really exciting aspects of why we invest money in these, what you might call blue sky research. And I might just add to it, if I may, compared with what's spent on the well-being of ourselves here on Earth, it is a very small amount of money.
I also think, like, you know, there's a sense of, you can be quite myopic if you're like, well, you should be focused on us here on Earth. You know, like, that's a very... there's more than just us out there, right? Not in a extraterrestrial life thing. We're going down that rabbit hole in this conversation. Like, I don't think we've got time, and I don't think I personally have patience. But it's more that there's this optimism. It always seems like when people are talking about space, maybe optimism is the wrong word. Maybe it's more curiosity, that sense that there is more to learn and more out there for us to explore and get interested in. In terms of if there are people listening and they want to get more involved in the study of space, what would you recommend for them?
There's nearly every field of, you know, of endeavor, science, the arts, languages, all of these things actually have an application when it comes to space type activities. For example, what I'm doing now, which is science outreach, as you are too, that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a PhD in physics to do that. You might have done a communications degree or something like that. So there are many, many areas in which people can get involved. A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm no good at mathematics, so I can't be part of this. But that is absolutely not true. So I think, and that, again, is one of the things, you put your finger absolutely on it. It's the way space inspires people. It's a great draw card into STEM activities. Whether or not it leads to a career in space is another matter, but it actually gets people well informed about what is around us. And you're also right that it's driven ultimately by curiosity, but governments put money into it for more than just that. It's things like international relations. It's the fact that space pushes technology to its limits. All of those great things that come from the investment in space. So if anybody out there is interested in a career in space, don't hesitate to go and explore the World Wide Web, because you will find opportunities and avenues for that kind of thing.
I mean, absolutely. And yeah, why wouldn't you want to follow a path that is so fundamentally optimistic about the way in which human potential can be and what we can do as people? Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Fred Watson. I hope you have a very merry Space Week.
Merry Space Week. I like the idea. Thanks very much, Toby. Great to talk. And we'll do aliens another time.
Well, yeah, aliens is a whole, that's a whole 3-hour show, that one. Oh, dear. That was Dr. Fred Watson joining us there. He is Australia's astronomer at large. And it's World Space Week. If you're interested in getting involved in space or learning a bit more, I mean, head to Google feels like a lazy thing to say, but it's kind of a good thing to say in this case. You know, the world is boundless out there. Get around it. It's World Space Week. What a happy time.